让我有机会再到弟兄姊妹中间。
Praise the Lord for giving me the opportunity to be with you again.
在六月份的时候，教堂的一个题目是与世界分别。
In June, I shared the topic with you to be separated from the world.
今天我还有负担来交通，不要爱世界。
Today, I'd like to share with you, do not love this world.
跟世界分别是讲到我们和世界的关系。
So when we talk about setting apart from the world, it's about the relationship between us and the world.
虽然我们今天还在世界上，
even though we're still in this world,
但是我们完全不属它。
But we don't belong to this world.
不要爱世界，讲到我们心的问题。
When we talk about do not love this world, it talks about our hearts.
不仅和自己的关系要对，
not only we have the right relationship,
我们还把我们的心完全的转向神，
but also we need to turn our hearts toward God.
那我们来读几处的经文。
Let's read a few scriptures verses.
首先我们来读约翰一书第二章。
First, let's read 1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章。
First John chapter 2.
我们来读十五到十七节。
Verses 15 to 17.
第十五到十七节。
Verses 15 to 17.
为了时间的缘故，我们就中英文大家都一起读，好吧？
For the sake of time, we'll read English and Chinese together.
起来。
Let's do.
不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了，因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。我们接着读同一卷书第四章。
Then we'll read from the same book, chapter 4.
我们读十六到十八节。
Verses 16 to 18.
第四章十六到十八节。
First John 4, 16 to 18.
一起来。神爱我们的心，我们也知道，也信，神就是爱，住在爱里面的，就是住在神里面。神也住在他里面，这样爱在我们里面得以完全，我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧，因为他如何，我们在这世上也如何。爱里没有惧怕，爱既完全，就把惧怕除去，因为惧怕里含着刑罚，惧怕的人在爱里未得完全。接着我们读创世纪第三章第六节。
Next, let's read Genesis chapter 3, verse 6. Genesis 3:6.
创世纪第三章第六节。好，我们来一起读。于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。接着我们读雅各书第四章。
Then let's turn to James chapter 4,
第一和第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
雅各书第四章第一第二节。
James 4:1-2.
起来，你们中间的争战斗殴是从哪里来的呢？不是从你们百体中战斗之私欲来的吗？你们贪恋还是得不着，你们杀害嫉妒又斗殴争战也不能得，你们得不着是因为你们不求。好，我们就读到这里。接着我们读马太第二十二章。
Then we'll read from Matthew chapter 22.
三十五到四十节。
Verses 35 to 40.
马太第二十二章。
Matthew 22.
三十五到四十。
35 to 40.
马太二十二章三十五节来，内中有一个人是律法师，要试探耶稣，就问他说：“夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？”耶稣对他说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。这两条诫命是律法和先知的道理的总纲。”好，最后我们读希伯来书第十一章。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书第十一章，我们读十三到十六。
Verses 13 to 16. Hebrew 11, 13 to 16.
希伯来书第十一章第十三节到十六节。
Hebrews 11, 13 to 16.
好，一起来。这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡，他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。再读二十四到二十八。
Then we'll continue to read verses 24 to 28 from the same chapter.
啊，一起来。摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称为法老女儿之子，他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。他看为基督受的凌辱，比埃及的财物更宝贵。因他想望所要得的赏赐，他因着信就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见把不能看见的主。他因着信就守逾越节，行洒血的礼，免得那灭长子的临近以色列人。好，我们一起再有点祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，你的话何等的宝贵。
Lord, how precious are your words.
今天我们行走在这个地上。
Today, as we walk on this earth,
到处都是陷阱。
There are traps everywhere.
全地都是黑暗。
All the earth is filled with darkness.
唯有你的话能够做我们脚前的灯和路上的光。
Only your words are the light onto our path and the lamp onto our feet.
叫我们在这个末后的世代。
So that in this last age,
最危险的日子里
in the most dangerous time,
能够不失脚不滑得
that we can remain solid and not slipping.
当主来的时候
when you come, Lord,
我们可以欢然见你
we can rejoice in seeing you.
求主祝福这段信息
May you bless this message, Lord.
求主亲自向我们说话
May you talk to us yourself.
所以我们灵里面都苏醒过来
So that our souls are awakened.
主啊，人的言语有限。
Lord, human beings, words are limited.
你的灵无限。
But your spirit is limitless.
愿你借着你的灵碰到我们。
May you touch us by your spirit.
我们全人都在你面前苏醒。
So that our whole being will be awakened in you.
你看见这个世界的可怕。
When you see the terrors of this world.
并且我们与它有彻底的分别。
We can be completely separated apart from this.
也把我们的心完全从世界转向神。
And may our hearts also be completely turned away from this world.
让我们在世上一切的损失。
So that all our losses in this world.
在基督里边却得着丰丰富富。
Is fully redeemed in Christ.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天处在这个末后的时代
In this last age,
我想我们都有个感觉。
We all have this feeling.
这个世界非常非常的可怕。
The world is really terrible.
世界本来就握在那恶者的手中。
The world is in control of the enemy, the evil one.
但是经过这几千年
，But through these thousands of years,
特别是非常接近神所为这个世界定的日子要满的时候
，Especially as we approach the end of this world that God set aside.
这世界的王撒旦就尽他的全力来把世界弄到最可怕。
The king of the world now is trying, Satan is trying his best to make the world as terrible as possible.
所以我们不仅是为着我们的儿女们非常的忧心。
So we're not only worried about our children.
我们也应当为自己非常的谨慎。
We should also be watchful about ourselves.
因为这个世界。充满了吞吃人的食物。
For the world is full of those that devour people.
世界一直在争夺我们对神的爱。
The world is trying to take away our love for God.
争夺我们的时间。
Trying to take away our time.
争夺我们的力量。
Our strength.
使我们不能照着神的旨意来追求他。
So that we cannot follow God according to His will.
来侍奉他。
To serve him.
所以我们对世界要有很清楚的认识和感觉。
Therefore, we must have a very clear understanding and feeling about this world.
刚才在约翰一书第二章里头。
And just now we read in 1 John chapter 2.
啊，使徒约翰在他差不多一百岁的时候。
And the apostle John was about age 100 years old.
特别提醒我们不要爱世界。
He specifically reminded us, "Do not love the world."
我们从约翰福音也看见。
We could see from the Gospel of John as well.
约翰对主耶稣在地上的时候，讲到世界这方面是记载的特别多。
John recorded a lot about how Jesus talked about the world.
所以他特别提醒我们。
So he specifically reminded us.
我们在世界，却不是世界。
Even though we are in this world, but we do not belong to this world.
我们不但跟他划清关系。
We need to have a clearly separated from this world.
并且整个心都应当离开。
We also need to completely set our heart apart from.
不能像以色列人。
And we should not be like the Israelites.
他们人虽然离开了埃及。
Even though they left Egypt.
可是心从来没有离开过。
But their hearts never did leave.
他们走啊走啊，就想要回去。
They walked and then they wanted to return.
最后，他们虽然这真正的走不进去埃及了。
But in the end, of course, they cannot truly return to Egypt.
他们去造了一个金牛犊。
Then they built a golden calf.
把神改变了。
To change God.
把神的道路改变了。
To change the path of God.
把那个目的地也改变了。
And also to change the destination.
所以以色列人是我们的见解。
So the Israelites are our warning.
让我们知道世界对神的儿女是何等的百般来纠缠。
To let us know that the world is truly a snare to God's children.
目的就是阻挡我们。
To stop us.
让我们不能够好好跟随主。
To stop us from following God well.
让我们无法来遵行神的旨意。
To prevent us from following God's will.
叫神原来所定的目的就完全落空。
To try to nullify God's original purpose in us.
那世界不是不可爱。
The world is not without its good aspects.
啊，我们如果说这个世界都没有什么可以爱的，那我们也很虚假。
If we say this world is nothing good at all, then we're not sincere either.
啊，其实很多东西真的很吸引我们。
But actually, there are a lot of good things that truly attract us.
但是这些吸引我们的东西却是对我们有害的。
But oftentimes, those things that attract us,
因为世界是他的王撒旦。借着属肉体的条例所把它组成的。
Because the world was organized by the rule set by Satan, who is the king of this world.
所以它对我们的肉体具有强烈的吸引力。
So it is based on the desire of our flesh, therefore it has a lot of attraction to our flesh.
我们生活在这个世界中。
So because we live on this world,
我们是需要征战的。
We really have those warfare to fight.
我们的信仰没有叫我们说是离开这个世界，住到深山里面去修行。
Our faith does not ask us to leave this world and go live in a deep mountains.
宗教是这样做的。
Religion would call for that.
因为他们知道他们胜不过这个世界。
For they know they cannot overcome this world.
所以只好用这种人的手段，用距离来把人和世界分开。
So they could only use this human method of distance and separation from this world.
但我们的主是胜过世界。
But our Lord has overcome this world already.
这个世界的王在我们的主里面是一无所有的。
The king of this world has nothing in our Lord.
所以当他把这个生命赐给我们的时候，
So when God gives us life,
他也有信心，我们是可以靠着这个生命，借着信心胜过这个世界。
He has the faith that we have this life that by faith we'll be able to overcome this world.
所以他不仅没有把我们带离开世界。
So not only did he not take us away from this world,
他反倒差我们到世界里面去。
But also he sent us into this world.
让他接触这些世人。
To interact with all the people.
我们要把福音传给他们。
To give the gospel, preach the gospel to them.
主也让我们可以碰到世界上各种的事物。
God wants us to interact all kinds of things in this world.
但是他真是渴望我们可以得胜。
But he longs that we are able to overcome.
能够为他做见证。
We will be witnesses for him.
能够达到他救赎我们的目的。
And to fulfill the purpose he set for us by his salvation.
在约翰福音约翰一书第二章里边告诉我们，这个世界的事情有一种的性质。
First John chapter 2 tells us things in this world have specific characteristics.
这些性质一边跟我们的肉体性情相合。
The characteristics are similar to the characteristics of our flesh.
一边跟我们的属灵的生命，那个新生命是完全的相对。
It's completely opposite to the new life that we have in God.
所以我们要为着这个生命的成长来对付它。
That's why we have to deal with this for the sake of the growth of our spirit.
世界事物的第一个性质就是肉体的情欲。
So the first characteristic of this world is the lust of flesh.
这是关乎我们的身体的方面。
It's about our body.
我们是借着这个身体和这个整个世界在接触。
Through our body, we're interacting with this world.
特别是物质的世界。
Especially the physical world.
那么这个肉体的情欲所指的是什么？
So what is lust of flesh refer to?
它不是指的神原先造我们身体的时候那些正常的需要那些欲望。
It's not referring to the normal needs of the body that God initially created us.
乃是当人犯罪以后。
That is after people sin.
这个身体的欲望就超过了神原先所定的界限。
The desire of our human body started to go beyond the boundaries God set for us.
这个身体变成就充满了一个无穷的欲望。
So the body starts to have this limitless desire.
叫人几乎就是为着这个身体在地上的生活来工作。
Then we're almost slaved by this body to work and live.
不仅这样。
Not only that.
撒旦还借着世界的许多败坏来污秽我们的身体。
But also Satan would use this world and the corruption of the world to defile our body.
本来我们的身体应当做圣礼的殿。
Our bodies are supposed to be the temple of God.
是一个圣殿。
It's a holy temple.
但是它可以叫身体去犯最污秽的罪。
But Satan would let the body to commit the most disgusting sin.
所以使徒保罗告诉我们。
Therefore, Apostle Paul told us,
人所犯的罪只有一件是这个在身体中。
The sin committed by people, there's only one that's in the body.
那就是淫乱的罪。
That is adultery.
今天在这个世界上。
Today in this world,
撒旦最厉害的工作也是这个。
The worst work of a Satan is this.
借着各种的媒体
by all kinds of media,
把全人类卷进这个 污秽的漩涡里头。
It involves the entire human race into this defiled situation.
但是对于神的儿女，
But to the children of God,
我们的天父在那里为我们，在那里为我们征战。
Our heavenly Father is fighting the battle for us.
要救我们脱离这可怕的东西。
To save us from this terrible situation.
那么世界的事物，另外一个是眼目的情欲。
And the second characteristic is about the lust of the eyes.
啊，神造我们眼睛。
God created the eyes for us.
造了各种美丽的事物。
And created all the beautiful things in this world.
这是叫我们可以真的看了以后，心里面觉得非常的快乐。
To allow us to enjoy and have pleasure.
但是堕落以后，
But after the fall,
变成了眼目的情欲。
It becomes the lust of the eyes.
啊，我们好像无止境的。而且看各种的东西。
It seems like we want to see all and any kinds of things.
从小说到报纸。
From novels to newspapers.
从电视到网络里面的所有的各种东西。
To TVs and internet, any kinds of things.
好像眼睛看不厌了。
We seem to we can never satiate our desire to watch.
所以我们的新的一代这个眼睛呢就。视力就越来越差。
That's our with the generations go on, our eyesight are worse and worse.
我们现在可以看到很小的人戴眼镜。
We can see very little kids will start wearing eyeglasses.
你看，我们是老花眼戴眼镜。
Of course, now we have a farsightedness. We have to wear glasses.
他们这是少年花，戴眼镜。
But the now little kids also have to wear glasses.
这世界真的是非常可怕。
So the world is truly terrible.
我们要非常的警惕。
We gotta be truly watchful.
那么这世界上的事，还有一个就是今生的骄傲。
So another thing in this world is the boastful pride of life.
它会激起人里面的贪婪。
It will arouse the desire of the greed within us.
野心。
And the ambition.
虚荣。
And the false pride.
让我们借着所做的事。夸耀
and that we boast about ourselves through the things we do.
这样东西特别碰到我们的己
and this especially touches our self.
叫我们能够好像在世界上有点地位，有点成就
To let us feel we have some kind of a position in this world and we have some kind of a success.
当进到工作里边去的时候
as we go into the workplace,
这个引诱就特别的大
this temptation becomes extremely big.
对教会全体也是一样。
And it's the same with a church body.
谁不喜欢工作庞大？
Who doesn't want to expand our work territory?
谁不喜欢很成功？
Who doesn't want to be successful?
但是这些都不是我们所追求的。
But none of this is what we are supposed to pursue.
所以神要我们来制止这里面的骄傲和虚荣。
God wants us to deal with these kind of the pride inside of us and the selfishness inside of us.
这三样东西。
These three issues.
其实不是新东西。
It's not, they're new, not new.
早在这个伊甸园里边，当蛇的引诱夏娃的时候就出现。
As early as in the Garden of Eden, when the snake went to tempt Eve, it already existed.
当夏娃在那里思想，到底要不要听蛇的话，去吃这个分别善恶树果子的时候。
As Eve was contemplating whether to follow the advice of the snake to eat from the fruit of the tree of the good and evil.
有三样东西就让她下了决心。
And three things made her make up her mind.
第一个就是说她好做食物。
First is that this is this could be eaten. This could be food.
能满足她肉体的情欲。
To meet the lust of her flesh.
但是夏娃难道缺食物吗？
Do you think Eve lacked any food?
神是说园中所有树上的果子，你都通通可以吃。
God told her that she was able to eat any of the fruits from any of the other trees in the garden.
哇，那是吃不饱。
It was really abundant.
但还有园当中的那个生命树的果子，你特别需要去吃。
And especially the fruit from the trees of life in the middle of the garden, God wanted them to eat.
但是在神丰丰富富的供应之后呢，他说了这个好做食物。
Of all the abundant provisions of God from God, He the snake fix it, this he could eat.
所以这个是他第一个想吃的动机。
So this was the first motivation that Eve wanted to eat from that specific.
那个果子又悦人的眼目。
And the fruit also is pleasing to the eyes.
我想很多果子都很悦人眼目，对不对
？I think lots of fruits are pleasing to our eyes.
桃子、芒果。
Peach, mango.
各种，我们在书上看，在摊子上看，哎呀，那悦人眼目的东西可多了。
When we see in the orchards on the trees, and if we see those fruits on the grocery store shelves, many are pleasing to our eyes.
神造的都甚好。
God created all things so wonderfully.
但是夏娃为了说服自己的良心，就说：“哎呀，这个悦人眼目。”
But Eve wanted to convince her own conscience and say, "Oh, this is especially pleasing to my eyes."
所以第二个又巩固她的决心。
So the second. Aspect, lust of the eyes, further confirmed her desire.
然后再来就是能使人有智慧，像神一样。
Then the third thing is the fruit would give her wisdom, just as God.
哇，这个叫她的己受到最大的激励。
So this especially aspired herself.
所以毫不犹豫的就犯罪了。
So she, without further due, she basically committed.
今天撒旦对我们也是一样。
And Satan does the same trick to us today.
用各种的理由让我们觉得说，我们是应当这样去追求。
He uses all kinds of reasons to convince us that we should pursue that way.
但是每一样，我们都要靠着在我们里面的生命，靠着圣灵去致死它。
But every one of those, we must rely on the life in us and the spirit in us to deal with it and to make it die.
讲到这个今生的骄傲。
So when we talk about the boastful pride of this life,
其实就是许许多多争竞斗殴的来源。
It's really the source of much strife and fight.
谁都不认输。
No one wants to say I'm wrong.
谁都想爬到谁的人的头上去。
Everybody wants to be above others.
所以人与人相争。
So people strive against people.
国与国打仗。
A nation fight against nation.
这就是雅各所说的那个在白体中战斗的生命。
That's what James referred to. That is the selfish desire that's among the members.
那些争夺是难道因为人缺少吗
？Is it because we're lacking something so that we fight against others？
其实神造我们的时候
，So actually when God created us，
他通通都预备好。
He prepared everything.
所以一切人的需要。各国的需要，如果大家都在神的旨意中，统统满足。
All our needs, whether individual or for nations, if we live in God's will, everybody will be satisfied.
我们举一个最简单的例子。
Let me give the simplest example.
这海里的鱼啊，那些海鲜呐，统统没有人在养。
So nobody actually feed all the fish in the sea.
但是那个各国的渔船呐、一大艘一大艘的成群结队的一直打鱼打到现在我们还有可以吃的
but all the fishing boats from various countries go out and fish and they kind of catch so many fish and the seafood
所以
we still have plenty now
所以人之所以打仗国之所以打仗都是因着那里面的骄傲贪婪
So really the reason for countries fight against countries and people fight against people is really all from our inside.
希特勒的骄傲是有名的。
The pride from Hitler is especially famous.
当他认为这个日耳曼民族才是全世界最优秀的民族的时候他就需要肃清所有侵略的民族。
He felt that the German ethnicity was the best among all nations in this world, so he wanted to kill all other nations.
所以，当我们想要脱离世界，我们对世界的爱想要改变的时候，必须对付这三样性质。
So if we want to separate apart from this world, and as we deal with this world, we have to deal with the three characteristics of the world.
那约翰特别提醒我。
John specifically reminded us.
爱世界就无法爱父。
If you love this world, you cannot love Father.
但是主耶稣告诉我们。
But Jesus also told us.
当有人问他说，诫命中什么是最重要的时候
？When someone asked him, "What is the greatest commandment?"
第一要紧的就是要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
And he said, you shall love the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind.
所以爱我们的神，爱我们的天父，那是主耶稣所告诉我们第一条诫命。
So loving our God and our Heavenly Father is the biggest, the greatest commandment according to Jesus.
爱世界就无法爱主。
If you love this world, you're not able to love our Father.
爱世界也让我们无法爱人如己。
If we love this world, we also cannot love others as ourselves.
所以这是何等严重的事情。
This is really a serious matter.
神今天有许多的儿女。
Today, God has many children.
但是他满他的他渴望的爱是否满足的呢
？But the love that he desires is that satisfied?
我们从路加福音第十五章主耶稣所讲的浪子的比喻，可以看到一点点的迹象。
We can get some hint from the story of the prodigal son recorded in Luke 15.
那里有两个儿子。
There are two sons.
是一个父亲的。
From the same father.
那么小儿子呢，是明显的不爱父亲的。
The younger son obviously didn't love the father.
他叫父亲把他当得的产业分给他，然后他就离得远远的，弃父亲于不顾。
He wanted to claim his inheritance from the father, and then he left far away from home and not caring for his father anymore.
啊，只等到他浪费了所有的一切，潦倒落魄的时候，才又想到了父亲。
Until he squandered away all his apartment belongings, and then he was like in such poor condition and couldn't live any further. Then he remembered his father.
大儿子虽然一直住在父亲的家里。
The elder son, even though he lived in the father's house all the time,
帮他耕田养牛。
And he was plowing the field and raising the cows.
当还没有考验来的时候。看起来好像还是爱父亲。
All seemed to be great and well that he loved his father before any testing came.
但是有一天考验的。
But one day the test came.
当这个离家出走的弟弟回来的时候。
When the prodigal son returned to home.
父亲为他宰肥牛犊和邻舍一同欢喜快乐的时候。
The father killed the best calf and had a feast with all the neighbors.
他生气的不肯进到家门。
The elder son got so angry and he refused to go back home.
他父亲出来劝他的时候。
And his father came out to try to talk to him.
他讲的话就非常的难听。
And he said something really not very nice.
先抱怨这个父亲没有让他在辛苦工作之余给这个牛犊跟朋友们来快乐。
He complained about how his father never let him have a rejoice and have a pleasure by like setting up feast for him among his friends and even though he tended the flock so diligently.
这为自己很抱屈。
So he felt unfair about himself.
然后为他的弟弟很不平。
And he also felt unfair about his brother.
他说你这个儿子和娼妓吞进了你所有的产业。你还为他宰肥牛犊。
And he said, this son of yours, who along with the prostitutes and squandered away all your money, but now you are killing the best calf, fattest calf in the home to celebrate for his return.
所以我们可以看得出来，当父亲为着这个小儿子在外流荡的时候忧心，这个大儿子没有和他一同忧心。
So from this you can tell that when the father was worried and concerned about this younger son as he was away and going places, the elder brother, the elder son never actually worried about his younger brother along with the father.
当他的父亲为着儿子回来快乐的时候，他也没有和父亲一同快乐。
And now as the younger son returned home and the father was rejoicing, he didn't rejoice with the father.
然后他也不爱这个弟弟。
And he didn't really love his younger brother.
巴不得他没有回来。
It would have been better to him that the younger brother didn't.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
如果我们在天父的家中。
If we are in the house of our heavenly father.
没有脱离这些的态度和思想。
If we have not escaped from this kind of attitude and thinking,
我们就没有办法满足父亲心中渴望的爱。
we won't be able to satisfy the love in the Father's heart.
当我们信主耶稣的时候
，as we believe in Jesus Christ，
感谢神，他让我们脱离了地狱可怕的刑罚。
Praise the Lord that He has taken us away from the terrible punishment from the hell.
但是，只有当我们爱天父的时候
，but only when we truly love the Father，
我们才会脱离这个世界对我们的捆绑。
Can we be set free from the bondage of this world?
因为是我们的天父在基督里为我们预备了丰盛的产业。
Because our Heavenly Father has prepared the rich inheritance for us in Christ.
他让我们今天在地上不爱世界，
Today in
似乎有点损失。
He wants us to not love the world. It seems to be a loss.
目的是让我们能够在基督里面得丰盛的产业。
But He intends for us to get the rich inheritance within Christ.
而且使徒保罗告诉我们
Furthermore, Apostle Paul told us
这些产业是有何等丰盛的荣耀
The inheritance has such glory and richness in it.
这就是神的心
That is the heart of our God.
因此我们如果把心把爱归给他的时候
Therefore, if we turn our hearts toward God and our love toward Him,
我们在这位爱的神里面就可以长久居住
In this loving God, we'll be able to dwell forever.
啊，约翰在约翰一书里面讲了一句很大的话
John spoke this important word in First John.
他说神就是爱
God is love.
这个神他的本质就是爱
The basic nature of God is love.
谁能住在长久的住在他的里面呢
Who can dwell in God forever?
当我们的爱这位爱着神的时候我们自然而然的就住在他里面
If we love this loving God then we naturally dwell in Him.
我们会感觉到我们真的是一个蒙爱的儿女
Then we can feel that we are the beloved children.
多少的时候
So often,
我们常常觉得神爱我
We feel that God really loved me.
好像他比较爱某某弟兄，比较爱某某姊妹。
It seems like God loves this brother or sister more.
至于我呢，好像常常轮不到神爱。
As for me, it seems like it's never my turn to be loved by God.
天父爱我们。
God, our heavenly Father does love us. No unfairness.
而且圣经告诉我们说。
And The Bible also told us,
他爱我们就像爱他的儿子那么多。
He loves us as much as he loves his son.
哇，这是我们所无法想象的。
This is something beyond our imagination.
但是有时候我们感觉不到。
But it's also sometimes we can't feel it.
因为我们没有住在爱里边。
Because we're not living in this love.
我们尝不到这个爱。
We cannot taste the love.
是因为我们远离他。
Because we are away from him.
我们远离他是因为我们的心先远离。
We are away from him because our heart first left.
就当我们的心来转向神来爱他的时候
So if we turn our heart toward God and to love him,
我们就感觉到我们这是蒙爱的儿女
Then we can truly feel we are the beloved children.
在天父的眼中是如珍如宝
In the eyes of our heavenly Father, we are the apple of his eyes.
他真是要把我们一直带到荣耀，带到完全。
He will lead us all the way to perfection and to glory.
当我们这样做的时候
As we do this,
有什么福气呢
What kind of blessing can we get?
就是有一天审判要来到
That is one day the judgment will come.
所有的神的儿女都必须在审判台前一生接受他的审判
All the children of God will be judged according to our life.
但是审判我们会感觉到恐惧
We will feel terrified by the judgment.
如同我们必须被带到法官面前受审那样的恐惧战惊
just like the fear that we would face if we are led to the court in front of a judge.
因为我们看到我们自己常有过犯
Because as we looked at ourselves, we really do have sins.
我们面对神的时候，究竟他会怎么说呢
What would God say when we face God one day?
但是害怕没有
The fear doesn't help.
没有办法帮助我们在审判的时候少受点小罪。
It won't help us to get less kind of criticism on the day of judgment.
唯有当我们还有机会的时候，
only when we still have opportunities,
就把我们的心转向天父，
we should turn our hearts to our Heavenly
Father, 好好的爱他，
to love him,
住在他的爱里，
to dwell in his love,
在他的家中来尽忠心，
to be faithful in his household,
跟弟兄姊妹们彼此相爱，
to love one another among brothers and sisters,
这样在审判的日子我们就可以坦然无惧。
So we will be fearless on the day of the judgment.
那我们来看看旧约当中有个美好的例子。
There is actually a one great example in the Old Testament.
摩西为我们做了很好的榜样。
Moses had set a great example for us.
他本来最有机会在地上得地位、得财富。
He had the best chance to gain glory and wealth and position in this world.
在埃及皇宫里可以享受一切的好处和最终之乐。
Enjoying all the pleasures and the sinful pleasures in the temple of the Egyptian royal prince.
但是圣经告诉我们，
But the Bible tells
摩西另有一心志。
Moses had a different.
他知道他是希伯来的。
He knew he was a Hebrew.
他是属神的。
He belongs to God.
所以他就不看埃及的财物宝贵。
So he did not view the treasures of Egypt as precious.
他反倒宝贵为基督受凌辱。
And choosing rather to endure the ill treatment in Christ.
他这些埃及的丰富的财物和为基督受的凌辱，这是何等强烈的对比。
So the rich, abundant treasures in Egypt compared with the kind of ill treatment that he received in Christ, what kind of big contrast that is?
但是对神坚定不移的信心，让他做了一个属于永远价值的决定。
But this unwavering faith that he had in God helped him make the decision that has an eternal value.
啊，不仅选择了基督。
Not only did he believe in Christ,
他也选择了以色列百姓。
He also chose the Israelite people.
他愿意和他们同受苦害。
He was willing to endure the ill treatment together with the people.
不愿意暂时享受最终之乐。
Rather than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin.
苦害和快乐也是一个强烈的对比。
So this is another drastic contrast between ill treatment and passing pleasure.
所以我们对神有信心。
So we have faith in God.
对于他所给我们的目标有意向。
So we have the vision from the purpose that God set for us.
才能够让我们在各种的试探引诱当中做一个对的选择。
Then we'll be able to make the right choice and the right decision when we face all kinds of temptations.
在一个展览的会场里面，有这样的一个景象。
During an exhibit,
就是有一幅画非常的特别。
There is a special picture.
远远的看好像没什么意思。
It seems to be nothing from far away.
啊，画了一个小男孩。
It's like a little boy.
地上堆了一堆小男孩喜欢的玩具。
And surrounded by kinds of toys that he likes.
那很特别，就是这个男孩呢，也没有看玩具，也没有玩玩具。
Interestingly, the boy was not looking at those toys around him on the floor, and he was not playing with the toys either.
他的眼睛一直望着那么一个窗户。
He was actually looking outside from a window.
看得很认真。
And very carefully looking at that.
他的指头还指向那里去。
He was also pointing at that direction with his finger.
所以当仔细看的时候，才知道他为什么这样。
So when we look carefully, you can see why he was doing that.
原来在那里有一只很美丽的小白鸽。
Because there is a beautiful white pigeon right there.
他被那个小白鸽吸引。
He was drawn by that beautiful white pigeon.
所以地上的这些好玩的东西，他就没有兴趣。
That's why he was no longer interested in all the toys surrounding him on the floor.
弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
我们所有的选择都是因为有一个更好的，我们才把次好的丢掉。
All our choices are because when we face something better and nicer, we'll be willing to give up those that less good and less bad.
耶稣告诉我们。
So Jesus told us.
我们的天父总是把上好的东西给我们。
Our Heavenly Father always gives us the best.
就像我们做父母的，我们总是把最好的要给我们的儿女一样。
Just as we parents, we always want to give the best to our children.
我们需要恢复对他这样的信心。
So we have to regain our faith toward him.
我们就能够来爱他。
Then we'll be able to love him.
啊，关于这个世界。
About this world.
啊，有很多林林总总的事。
There are lots of
things. 但是我们可以总的来说
But we can summarize them.
财宝就是这个世界的一个最具体的缩影
That wealth is the most concrete abstract of this.
所以主耶稣就特别提醒我们
So Jesus specifically reminded us.
不要积攒财宝在地上
Do not save your wealth on this world.
要积攒财宝在天上
But save in heaven.
为什么
Why?
因为地上所积攒的，不仅有一天就要过去。
Because all the treasures you store in this world will go away.
而且就是在今天。
And also even today.
也有被偷的可能。
There's a possibility they'll be stolen.
我不知道弟兄姊妹有没有被偷过东西的经验。
I don't know if you ever had the experience of your property being stolen.
小偷非常多。
There are lots of.
在路上，在跑到家里啊，都有很多小偷。
You can find a lot of these kind of people who steal things from others.
那有一些呢，还更厉害，就到银行账户里面偷。
Some are like more tricky. They would steal your money away from your bank account.
那是诈骗集团，就是设基地，然后透过各国怎么样去把钱拿？哇，那个数字还真庞大。
There are even teams of those kind of criminal stealers, and they would. Have teams and institutions. They'll steal money from.
主说那个金银啊也会锈坏。
So God said the gold and silver will rust.
所以主讲这些话都常常警惕我。
So these things really give me warning.
我们是不是一直在积一些会可能被偷的或者会锈坏的东西？等到主来的时候，我们被他走遍了。
Are we constantly storing treasures that are actually could be stolen or could rust? And then when God returns, we will be discarded.
我们怎么样能够在这上面有一个对的看见和选择？
How can we have the right seeing and the right understanding and the right choice?
主特别提醒我们说，我们里面的眼睛要嘹亮。
And God reminded us that we need to have a bright, clear eyes within us.
当我们重生的时候
，When we are saved,
神给我们一个属灵的眼睛。
God gives us the spiritual eyes in us.
他要我们来用那个属灵的眼睛。
He wants us to use the spiritual eyes.
因为属世的眼睛看的是地上的财富。
Because our worldly eyes will focus on the wealth on the world.
属灵的眼睛是看着那个存到永远的产业。
But our spiritual eyes will focus on the eternal inheritance.
所以主要我们把那个里面的眼睛保守它是嘹亮的，是光明的。
So God wants us to keep the eternal, the eyes within us, the spiritual eyes, to be bright and clear.
主特别还用。侍奉神和侍奉马门做一个比方。
The Lord also used the example of serving God versus serving money.
当我们在选择侍奉的时候
，When we decide about our service，
主说我们不是侍奉神，就会侍奉财力。
The Lord said if we were not serving God, then we are serving
money. 那的的确确是这样。
That's really so true.
因为财富对人的吸引力是非常之大。
Because money really has such an attraction to all of us.
我听过一个这样的故事。
I heard a story before.
那是一个真实发生的事情。
That's actually a true story.
就是有个教会，它本来啊是这个纯奉献带奉献的。
There's a church which used to actually pass along the offering bags.
但是后来有个弟兄觉得说。这个好像不是很对，应当呢，让弟兄姊妹去
甘心乐意奉献比较好。
Now one brother one day suggested, felt this was probably not the right thing to do, and we should let brothers and sisters be willingly making offers.
所以后来他们就接受这个建议，就不再传奉献袋了。
So they adopted that suggestion and no longer pass along the collection bag.
但是这样一实行之后呢，麻烦来了。
But after that, actually problems arise.
教会的奉献呢就大量减少。
Actually, the offerings overall significantly decreased.
那原因在哪里呢
？Why is that？
那就是说，当时传奉献袋啊，有些是不甘心的奉献。
That just means that when they were passing along the offering bag, obviously some donations are not truly willingly given.
那不就表明说，还有许多神的儿女，财宝还是。看见在地上。
It tells us that many children of God today still keep their store their treasures on this earth.
所以主就跟我们讲了一个财主和拉撒路的故事。
So the Lord tells us the story of the wealthy man and Lazarus.
我想这个故事大家都很熟悉。
I know all of us are very familiar with this story.
那我听说呢，就有一个主日学老师啊，讲这个故事给小朋友听。
I heard there's a Sunday school teacher teaching this story to the children.
那讲完之后就问小朋友说，你们要做财主呢，还是做拉撒路呢？
Afterwards, he asked the students, "Who do you want to be, the wealthy man or Lazarus?"
那么有一个小孩就举手说，我呢，今生做财主，来世做拉撒路。
And one child raised his hand and said, "Well, in this earth, in this life, I'd like to be the rich man, and then in my next life, I want to be Lazarus."
哎，不要看小孩还小啊。
Don't look down on this little boy, child.
这属世的眼光还是很厉害的。
But he has the very strong vision of this world.
但是好像没有这种事情。
But it doesn't happen like that.
当然。我们相信，只要好好爱主，主也不会让我们个个都像拉撒路，那不可能。
Of course, we know if we love God, well, God wouldn't let us live a poor life like Lazarus.
主只不过是举一个比较特殊的、强烈对比的例子让我们看。
God is just using this example of a significant contrast to let us see the point.
目的是要鼓励我们，在今天我们就能好好爱主。
He wants to encourage us to love God today.
那我们怎么能够脱离这个钱财对我们的捆绑？
How can we be freed from the bondage of wealth and today?
主说，我们把信心摆在他身上。
God said we should set our faith on him.
那想到我们的天父怎样养大这些空中的鸟。野地的花。
We know that our heavenly Father how they how He feeds the birds in the sky and give glory to the flowers on the in the wilderness.
他们不需要耕种，不需要纺纱，他们就有吃的，他们就有最美的可以穿。
They don't need to sow, they don't need to do work, but they could have a food and they could have clothing.
所以这就回到我们。对神的信心。
That comes back to our faith in God.
刚才那首诗歌很好。
The song we sang was great.
有福的确据。
There's the assurance of blessing.
我们应该每一位神的儿女里面都有一个有福的确据。
All of us should have this assurance within us about God's blessing.
基督是我们的。
Christ is ours.
当我们得救的时候。
When we were saved.
我们的天父是把他的儿子连同万物。都一同白白的赐给我们。
God has given His own Son, along with all that belongs to Him, to us freely.
有一个台湾的弟兄。
There's a brother from Taiwan.
他有一段和他姊妹共同的经历很有意思。
Has a very interesting experience with his wife.
这个弟兄呢，他比较晚信主，然后这个对神的信心呢，还没有完全建立。
The brother was recently saved in Christ, so his faith in God has not been fully established yet.
所以他就跟他妻子说。
So he said to his wife.
他们只有一个独生子。
We only have one child.
他说我要为我的儿子准备$200,000。
I want to prepare $200,000 for our son.
这二十万准备齐了，我就可以放心了。
And after that, I'll be reassured.
那么他就努力地赚钱，努力地积钱。
So he worked very hard to earn that money.
有一天真的快要到20万美金了。
One day it was almost $200,000.
但是没想到呢，亚洲金融风暴爆发了。
Unexpectedly, the financial tsunami occurred in Asia.
他的钱呢，一下剩不到一半。
So his money, his wealth, all of a sudden decreased to less than half.
哦，这是之下他想起他的妻子常常跟他讲的话。
Then he remembered the words his wife constantly told him.
我们要信心依靠神。
We gotta rely on God with faith.
那他的姊妹呢，真的在这上面有美好的操练。
His wife really does have good practice in this.
有一次，他听到不知道从哪里拿到我讲过一个关于奉献的信息。
So one time, he got this message from somewhere. Actually, was from me that preached about offerings.
他听完之后，他就下了一个决心。
He actually listened to this preaching recordings, and he made a determination.
不要积攒财宝的地方。
He will no longer store treasures in this world.
结果，他母亲过世的时候，就给他的一笔的蛮大的财产。
Then, as his mother passed away, he received a significant inheritance.
那他就决定把他全数的奉献出去。
He actually decided to donate all that inheritance.
那我们后来看到他的儿子所有一切的需要，真的是天父给供应的。
Then we saw that afterwards, all the needs of his sons got fully met.
这个儿子。很聪明又很用功。
The son was very intelligent, smart, and working hard.
拿奖学金读书。
And he got full scholarship.
所以他们所需要供应的就不是那么多了。
So they didn't have to provide too much.
所以主告诉我们说，你们要先求神的国和神的义，这些东西都要加给你。
Therefore, God told us that you need to seek His righteousness and His kingdom first, then all of those will be added to you.
弟兄姊妹们，
so dear brothers and sisters,
这句话是可以来经历的。
This is something that we can experience.
你们要先求神的国和神的义，你们所需要的一些东西都要加给你们。
Seek God's kingdom and His righteousness first, then all your need will be provided for.
这是神的，这是神的律。
This is God's law.
但是反过来
On the other hand,
如果我们先去为我们自己的需要打拼
If we work hard and struggle for our needs first,
神摆在后面
and set God aside,
那就不是这么的轻省，这么的容易。
Then our life won't be as easy.
1992年的时候
In 1992,
那时候神呼召我出来全世界侍奉。
God called me to full-time service.
那我的家人全在台湾，他们听到这个消息，简直是那个无法接受。
All my family members were still in Taiwan, and when they heard the news, they couldn't accept that at all.
他们当年看我来这里读书，要读博士学位，他们把整个家族的希望都放在我的身上。
When they had sent me to the United States to pursue a PhD degree, they basically set the hope of the entire family on me.
这个消息，我要出来侍奉主的消息，对他们来说好像是希望破灭的消息。
The news that I was about to serve God full time, that was basically the trashing of the hope of theirs.
啊，我妹妹呢还没信主。
And my sister at that time didn't believe in God yet.
有一天打电话跟我讲。
And she called me.
因为她知道呢，没有办法劝动我了。
She knew she couldn't convince me anymore.
她最后就说：“好，那你要去侍奉神，我就买五条皮带给你们一家五人用。”
She said, "Well, okay, you want to go serve God, then I'll buy you 5 belts."
弟兄姊妹知道意思吗
？Do you understand what it means?
就是要勒紧腰带。
Oh, to yes, to kind of tighten your waist.
因为那时候我们有三个小孩。
As we had three kids.
最小的一岁，最大的七岁。
The youngest was one, and the eldest was seven.
所以我妹妹想说，你怎么把这些孩子长那个养大
？So my sister was thinking, how could you raise your kids up?
但是我在电话里面就跟这样跟她说。
So I told her on the phone.
我说妹妹，你不认识我们的神。
Sister, you don't know our God.
我说这个整个世界 整个宇宙都是我们天主。
The whole world, the universe belongs to our Father.
他不仅可以养活我们，让我们吃得饱。
My heavenly Father could not only feed us and to let us have enough to eat.
将来如果我的孩子有能力读医学院的话，他也有办法供应他们。
But also, He will provide with everything that our children need. If especially if my kids have the ability to go to medical school and need tuitions and be.
因为那时候想说呢，读医学院好像要用很多钱，其实我不知道多少钱。我只听人家讲说要很多钱。
Because at that time, I just figured I heard from people that going to medical school will require a lot of money.
其实小孩那么小，我也不知道他们会不会读书。
But actually, the kids were so young at that time. I didn't know how good they're going to be and whether they're going to go to medical school.
但是圣灵就感动我，用这个话来回答。
But I was moved by the Holy Spirit to answer in that way.
那么十多年过去。
Okay, and more than 10 years passed.
然后我的孩子。还有两个去读医学院。
So my kids, two of them actually did go to medical school.
有一天跟妹妹聊天的时候，我就问她这件事情。
So one day I was chatting with my sister and I asked her about that.
我说，那时候我要出来侍奉主的时候，你跟我讲那个话，你还记得吗
？I said, do you still remember what you said to me when I decided to serve God full time?
她说记得。
She said yes.
我说那今天你看怎样
？So I asked her, what do you think today?
我说的话是不是都应验了
？So what I said, everything has been fulfilled.、
他说是。
She said yes.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
从他的口中，让我们知道我们的天父信实慈爱。
So we truly know that our Father is faithful and gracious.
所以我们应该有信心，完全的依靠他。
So we gotta have faith to rely on Him completely.
我们不需要依靠世界。
We don't need to rely on this world.
那主又告诉我们说
，But also tells us,
人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处
？If we win this entire world, but if we sacrifice our life, what benefit do we have?
爱世界的结果是赔上了我们自己的生命。
The consequence of loving this world is the sacrifice of our life.
这特别讲到。不仅是我们肉身的生命，特别讲到我们的魂生命。
This not only refers to our physical body, life, but also our spiritual life.
两者都有。
Both are included.
那罗德一家就是这句话的一个非常清楚的一个写照。
The family of Lot, the story of the family of Lot, is a clear illustration of this.
我们稍微把罗德的。经历讲一下。
Let's talk a little bit about the story of Lot.
当他年幼的时候，跟着他的叔叔亚伯拉罕离开了这个加勒底的乌尔，要往迦南地区。
When he was young, he left his birthplace, in Chaldean with his uncle Abraham.
当神祝福他们，给他们许多财物的时候。
When God blessed them and gave them lots of possessions,
他没有珍惜他叔叔的信仰所带给他的祝福。
He did not truly cherish the blessings brought by the faith of his uncle Abraham.
他容让他的牧人去跟叔叔的牧人去相争。
He kind of allowed his herdsmen to fight against his uncle's herdsmen.
直到有一天，亚伯拉罕必须告诉他说：“我们不可以再住在一起了，必须分开。”
Therefore, one day Abraham had to talk to him and told him, "We cannot live together anymore. We have to separate our ways."
他还没有警惕到这个危险。
He was still not clearly warned by this danger.
当亚伯拉罕很慷慨地让他去自由选择最喜欢的地方的时候。
Abraham generously allowed him to choose first what he wanted to have the land.
他就用他属地的眼睛去看约旦河全平原。
So he used his earthly eyes to look at the entire plain of the Jordan River.
然后还渐渐挪移帐篷，直到所罗门。
Furthermore, he gradually moved his tent to be closer to Sodom and Gomorrah.
原先只是爱那块平原所有出产的丰富。
Initially, he just loved the large plain field along with the produce of that land.
但是世界给人好处的时候，绝对是背后藏着一个很可怕的动机。
But as you know, when the the earth gives people, the world gives people something good, there's a evil, sometimes an evil purpose, motivation behind it.
神说索多玛城罪恶极大。
God said the city of Sodom was filled with evil.
我们都知道索多玛就是同性恋的一个代表。
We know the city of Sodom was the representation of homosexuality.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters.
我们没想到当年神用火所灭的索多玛今天在许多国家都成为事实。
We didn't imagine, we didn't know that the Sodom that was actually extinguished by fire by God today becomes reality in a lot of countries.
今天同性恋多么的猖狂。
See how terribly widespread homosexuality is.
压迫各国政府纷纷的承认同性婚姻是合法。
Forcing lots of country governments to acknowledge that homosexual marriage becomes legal.
改变神所定的律。
In changing the law of set by God.
改变神对家庭的定义。
Changing the definition of family by God.
这件事情要惹起神非常大的愤怒。
This is going to generate great wrath of God.
罗德搬到索多玛。
Lot moved to Sodom.
最后，索多玛被火焚烧。
And finally, Sodom was destroyed by fire.
就是这个世界最后被火焚烧的一个场景。
So this was exactly the picture that the world will be burned by fire.
所以后来虽然神因为亚伯拉罕的缘故怜悯罗德，想把他一家带走。
So, even though later God wants to save Lot and his family for the sake of Abraham,
但是他迟延不住。
But Lot hesitated.
最后是被天使拉着走的。
So it was actually the angel took their hand and dragged them out.
拉着罗德和他妻子。
The angel took the hands of Lot and his wife and his two daughters.
但是最后非常不幸。
Unfortunately,
当索多玛城被火焚烧的时候。
When the city of Sodom was burned by fire,
本来天使吩咐他们绝不可以回头去看。
The angel had already told them not to turn back and look back.
但是他的妻子回头看。
But Lot, the wife, did look back.
就变成了一根圆柱。
And she was turned to a stop pillar.
刹那之间丧失了生命。
Was instantly losing her life.
那个圆柱就是要给我们后世的人做一个永远的警戒。
The pillar of salt is a warning sign to the people of later generations.
当我们的心在世界的时候，
if our heart remains in this world,
最后的结局就是这样。
Our consequences will be dire.
罗德迟延不走，是因为他舍不得那里的财富。
Lot lingered and not wanting to leave Sodom because he did not want to leave the richness there.
他的妻子回头去看。也是舍不得那些财富。
His wife turned and looked back, also because she could not let go of the riches.
甚至像主所说的，人若赚了全世界，赔上了自己的生命，有什么益处
？It's just what like what the Lord said, for what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul?
但是我们看看亚伯拉罕。
So let's take a look at Abraham.
他因为相信神。
Because he believes in God.
希伯来书第十一章就记载。
And the Hebrew chapter 11 recorded.
他看自己在地上是客旅，是寄居的。
He sees himself as a sojourner and stranger.
因为他想望一个更美的家乡。
Because he looks forward to a more beautiful country.
是神所为他预备的一座城。
It's the city prepared for God.
是有根基存到永远的城。
It's a city with a foundation that lasts forever.
有根基，就是说不会被摇动，不会被震毁。
With a foundation that means the city will not be shaken, will not be moved.
地上的国有一天通通都被震掉。
All the countries, all the nations in this world will be shaken one day.
只有主基督的国是永远长存。
only the God, the kingdom of God will last forever.
弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
主告诉我们说，这世界的王被赶出去。
The Lord has told us that the king of this world will be chased out.
这意味着整个世界要改变。
That means the whole world will be changed.
这个世界原先是撒旦做王。
The world was controlled by Satan.
但是现在基督要回来做王。
But now.Christ will return to be the king.
这是一个国度转变的时候。
There's a transition of kingdom.
是一个非常关键的时候。
It's a critical point.
我们能不能有份于基督的国度，在那一千年里边和他一同作王掌权
？Can we have anything to do with God's kingdom in that millennium? Thousand year, yeah, millennium, yeah.
对，跟我们这个心。对世界的感觉非常有关系。
It's very important. It has a lot to do with our heart, how it feels about this world, and the feelings of this world.
让我们能够像使徒保罗那样。
Hope we can all be like the apostle.
他说：“先前我以为与我有益的，现在因基督都当作有损。
”Whatever I deemed beneficial to me previously, now.In Christ, I see them all as dross.
跟基督和他的国度相比，任何其他东西对我们来说，好像都是有害无益的。
Compared with Christ and His kingdom, none of the things that we previously viewed as beneficial are useful to us.
所以他能够为他丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要丰丰富富的得着基督。
So he was able to cast away all things of this world and viewing them as dross and focus.
但我们靠着主已经成就的救恩。
So hopefully we can all be based on the salvation that God has.
借着他的十字架，在让我们里面这些对世界的爱慕，统统被致死。
By His cross, we will let go of all the love of this world.
让我们想望那个即将来到的奖赏。
Let us long for the reward that we will get.
我们能够觉得那个是一个极重无比的。
That is a immeasurable and valuable glory in God.
这样我们就能够脱离世界对我们非常大的一个残忍。
Then we'll be able to get away from that tangle of this world.
让我们借着信心来胜过这个世界。
And by faith we can overcome this world.
让我们能够丰丰富富的进入我主基督永远的国。
We can enter into the kingdom of our Lord's eternal glory.
那我们再有同感。
Let's pray together again.
主，我们感谢你。
Oh dear Lord, we thank you.
你是何等的爱我。
How much you love us.
父差你来救我们。
The Father sent you to save us.
你毫无保留的把自己献上。
You left nothing for yourself and fully sacrificed yourself.
你今天在时间中对我们做工。
You work in us in time.
让我们能够脱离世界的捆绑。
So that we can be freed from the bondage of this world.
让我们能够竭力的追求你。
So that we can pursue you.
让我们能够因为多得你而得到丰盛的产业。
So that we can receive a rich inheritance.By dwelling in you.
当国度来到的时候
When your kingdom comes,
我们可以和你一同享荣耀
We can enjoy the glory in you.
主啊是给我们恩典
You will give us your grace.
给我们力量
Give us your strength.
让我们起来对付应当对付的
So that we can deal with all that's
追求应当追求的
To pursue what to be pursued.
祝福每一位弟兄姊妹和家庭
Bless all the brothers and sisters in their families.
祝福你的教会
Bless your churches.
都在你的眼前蒙恩
Be blessed in you.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名
In the glorious and victorious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.